the time we spent, I will always remember. I'd like to forget who I was then.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And we are rocking it out.
We are.
Talking kitchens.
We are rocking it in the kitchen.
All good parties end up in a kitchen.
Yes, they do.
At least they say.
Or they start in the kitchen, too.
They could.
Well, you cook it up, you make some nice drinks, and then you start the party.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Or maybe we should defer to our guests.
Oh, we can start even further back. Before you even start making any food, you have to have a nice kitchen.
That's a possibility.
And that's where our guests from HGTV's Kitchen Cousins come into the whole thing, my whole vision for
the whole
party.
Vision. John and Anthony, are you there, and are you checked down with Teresa's vision of good parties?
We're on board with the vision of good parties.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. All right. Well, let's skip all the serious questions and go to what do you guys do when you party?
Oh, boy. A lot of wine involved in those parties. John and I like to throw parties over by my place or his place quite a bit. I've got a cool little roof deck that we've kind of created a semi-outdoor kitchen on as well, so we kind of bring the outdoors in, if you will.
Oh, I love that, outdoor kitchens. Now, do you guys do that in your business to create outdoor kitchens as well as regular kitchens?
Yeah, there's not much limits to what we do. We're any challenge, anything that's a creative project, anything that's going to be fun, we're in to try and.
Oh, that's
so cool.
That sounds great. Now, even though your show is Kitchen Cousins on HGTV, you guys run a full-scale remodeling operation, don't you?
Yes, we do. I mean, we really do, from, soup to nuts, we do everything. We've done huge development projects that we've GC'd and owned the building as well. Specifically, actually, the building that Anthony and I live in, talking about parties, we both live in the same building. So we actually built that building, GC'd it, developed it from start to finish, and it was 22 condos.
Wow.
It was quite a project. If you can imagine, it was, it was built in the early 1900s. It was an old warehouse.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous building. It's got the exposed brick. Exposed ductwork throughout. A lot of what you see on Kitchen Cousins, mixing the old and the new. We have our contemporary Italian kitchens. We put two very modern new floors on top of the structure to make it a five-story building. Really, you name it, we do it.
Oh, that's super cool. Now, as far as, you're in people's homes and you're tearing out old stuff to bring in new designs and so forth, is there any particular treasure or weird thing you found inside the walls? Like, we remodel here, so we know what it's like to tear in old plaster and so forth. And, people hide stuff between the studs, or there's a fresco in there. Did you find $100,000 in cash, for example?
Yeah, we found a couple million dollars. That's why we're still working so hard.
It's a good sign. You do need to keep working.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody that. I told you that.
The offshore account sent the money back, so we haven't found anything super, super crazy. There are two cool things that we found recently. We just moved our office about 5 months ago to an old fire station that was originally built in 1896.
Killing me.
Fully restored.
Oh, my goodness.
Killing me.
I can't tell you how many times my husband has said that he wants to live in an old fire station. Like literally, have a tractor and live in a fire station are, like, the dreams of my husband.
All right. Well, hey, listen, anytime you want to come hang out with us, when you find the time. Until you do, though, they feature the office pretty prominently on Kitchen Cousins. So you can definitely see some of the architectural elements, especially the brickwork on the outside is just fantastic. But when we were in the middle of the restoration, we took down some old rusted tin paneling in the building, and behind it written in pencil on the plaster, it said, "This firehouse erected 1896 by Fireman Bill O'Keefe," I believe was the name.
That is awesome.
We kind of photographed that, and you know, we've got that saved, and we're planning on framing it just as soon as we can find 5 minutes. And then the other cool thing we found up in the ceiling were a lot of old glass soda bottles, the small ones that were all pop cap and stuff, and those are kind of neat.
Those are really neat. Our 10-year-old is fascinated by them, actually.
Yeah, we've got those saved on the side, and again, when we find all that free time, we're gonna clean them up and do something with them.
So between filming for your show and running your business, and apparently having a really nice time having parties at your as your residence that we'll be invited to shortly, like, how do you have 5 minutes, seriously?
Our lives. Anthony and our lives, in my life, has been kind of turned upside down. I mean,
oh my God,
five minutes. We don't have 5 minutes anymore. It's kind of a 24/7 thing now.
That's awesome. Yeah,
we are we're constantly working all the time. But at the same time, we love what we do. So even though we are working, we are doing it. It's him and I, we're cousins, but we're best friends doing what we love, and we have just a true passion for it.
Well, that's really cool.
I mean, if we were not as passionate as we are, we get excited over some crazy things. I mean, you put the right kitchen cabinets in front of me, I'll be jumping up and down. But it's the kind of thing where if we weren't together and we weren't this passionate about it, I don't think it would work, because the time commitment is beyond substantial. But I tell you, man, every day we're finding something new, we're pushing each other, and we're having a blast doing it.
Wow. Wow. Now, on a day-to-day basis, you guys have so much going on. Are you, like many remodelers and DIYers for that matter, juggling between doing the business stuff, then throwing your tool pouch on, then, running out to the van or the truck to say, "Hey, that fill-in-the-blank tool's not here. Oh, no, what do we do?"
you just described our day to a T every single day. That's exactly what happened.
So who's to blame for the missing rotary hammer?
Oh, do it.
I love it. Another family thrown under the bus.
Happens, we always say, I'm like, your dad must have took it and he used it.
Nice.
I blame my dad all the time. That's right.
Nice. Is he even there to defend himself?
What's that?
Is he there to defend himself?
No, of course not.
Awesome.
That's even better. Yeah, that warms my heart entirely. Now, I was reading you guys' bios on your website, kitchencousins.tv. Mm-hmm. And I saw that, Anthony, you don't love your kitchen, but John, you do. Like, what's the deal?
I like the materials that were used. I don't like my kitchen because it's set off to the side of my apartment, where John's got this great open concept kitchen, which we're both huge fans of. And just the innate nature of the building, adaptive reuse projects, whenever you're working within the confines of existing space, you've got these existing conditions that you've got to deal with. So the way the layout worked out for my particular unit, it forced the kitchen kind of off to the side. And, it's not that I hate it. I just, I love to entertain, and to be in the kitchen and in the party at the same time is kind of a crucial mix for me.
Yeah, and just like Anthony said, my kitchen, just the way it kind of laid out when we were developing and breaking down all the units, I was able to do a nice island, and it opens up to the rest of my living room. So when I do have a party or people over, everyone is constantly in the kitchen, in the living room. It's it's one just big area. Like how you guys were saying, having a party, it's very ideal for entertaining.
Sounds awesome.
That's very cool.
You know, here's a question for you, because that's my job to ask them until we run out of time.
I'm so glad that you're up to speed on the whole talk show format, Mark.
Right, yeah, right. I actually had to write that down for myself.
Must ask questions.
Yeah. I can only count to eight, so I have a hard time passing my own test. If you were to give advice to a DIYer who wants to tackle their own kitchen project, and keep in mind your answer can be don't do it, what advice would you give someone considering a kitchen remodel?
Yeah, you want to go first?
I'll take this one first, and then obviously chime in if you think I'm missing something. I was answering this question with a friend of mine the other day, and, you know, they were saying, how do you answer this question? And it's difficult because you don't want to give somebody bad advice, and everybody's got a different level of comfort when it comes to these projects. I mean, if somebody said to me, oh, you know, you put the flap the backsplash on like this, and you adjust the cabinets, you know, I'm recording this stuff as it happens, and I'm fully confident to go in and do it. So, to somebody who's got a proficiency with power tools and levels and tape measures, and, you know, they're not afraid to use tools and they've gotten a comfort level with them, you know, I would give them different advice than I would to somebody who just bought their first home and they're figuring out where the hot water heater is. And, you know, so I think you definitely want to start with smaller projects. If you're doing small updates like your backsplash, you know, or even some hardwood flooring for that matter. You know, those are things where even if you make a mistake, they're correctable. The one thing, you know, we tend to steer people away from, you know, kitchen cabinets are deceiving because there's no electric, there's no plumbing. It's like, oh, well, you take the cabinets out, you put the cabinets in. You've got to level these cabinets. If you have an older home, your floors could be, you know, at a level. Walls are not always plumb and square. So, you know, to get a real professional installation of your kitchen cabinets to have all the doors adjusted and the drawers working properly, there's more that goes into that than one may think. So when it gets into the kitchen cabinetry, the electrical, and the plumbing, for absolute certain, we definitely suggest sticking with the pros.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree with Anthony more. I think we always say we don't want anyone flooding or burning down their house. I'm telling you that right now, it's we laugh about it and we say it all the time, but I cannot tell you how many times we go into doing any of the demolitions, remodeling, anything that we do, and you find the homeowner special. It's someone trying to do some electrical work, trying to do some plumbing work, and they just exacerbate the problem, make it 10 times worse than it is. And they are very lucky they did not burn down their house. So, you know, small, like little tiny projects like that, absolutely. You know, if you make a mistake, they kind of are easy to correct. Or if you're halfway through, you're like, oh, I can't do this. I'll have someone else come in.
Wow.
You know, some people.
Well, we're lucky. We're lucky that we got to talk to you guys. You are awesome. Check out Kitchen Cousins on HGTV, and we'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
the time we spent, I will always remember. I'd like to forget who I was then.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And we are rocking it out.
We are.
Talking kitchens.
We are rocking it in the kitchen.
All good parties end up in a kitchen.
Yes, they do.
At least they say.
Or they start in the kitchen, too.
They could.
Well, you cook it up, you make some nice drinks, and then you start the party.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Or maybe we should defer to our guests.
Oh, we can start even further back. Before you even start making any food, you have to have a nice kitchen.
That's a possibility.
And that's where our guests from HGTV's Kitchen Cousins come into the whole thing, my whole vision for
the whole
party.
Vision. John and Anthony, are you there, and are you checked down with Teresa's vision of good parties?
We're on board with the vision of good parties.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. All right. Let's skip all the serious questions and go to what do you guys do when you party?
Oh, boy. A lot of wine involved in those parties. John and I like to throw parties over by my place or his place quite a bit. I've got a cool little roof deck that we've kind of created a semi-outdoor kitchen on as well, so we kind of bring the outdoors in, if you will.
Oh, I love that, outdoor kitchens. Now, do you guys do that in your business to create outdoor kitchens as well as regular kitchens?
Yeah, there's not much limits to what we do. We're any challenge, anything that's a creative project, anything that's going to be fun, we're into trying it.
Oh, that
sounds so cool.
That sounds great. Now, even though your show is Kitchen Cousins on HGTV, you guys run a full-scale remodeling operation, don't you?
Yes, we do. I mean, we really do, from, soup to nuts, we do everything. We've done huge development projects that we've GC'd and owned the building as well. Specifically, actually, the building that Anthony and I live in, talking about parties, we both live in the same building. So we actually built that building, GC'd it, developed it from start to finish, and it was 22 condos.
Wow.
It was quite a project. If you can imagine, it was built in the early 1900s. It was an old warehouse.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous building. It's got the exposed brick. Exposed ductwork throughout, and a lot of what you see on Kitchen Cousins, mixing the old and the new. We have our contemporary Italian kitchens. We put two very modern new floors on top of the structure to make it a 5-story building. So I mean, really, you name it, we do it.
Oh, that's super cool. Now, as far as you're in people's homes and you're tearing out old stuff to bring in new designs and so forth, is there any particular treasure or weird thing you found inside the walls? Like, we remodel here, so we know what it's like to tear in old plaster and so forth. And, people hide stuff between the studs, or there's a fresco in there. Did you find $100,000 in cash, for example?
Yeah, we found a couple million dollars. That's why we're still working so hard.
It's a good fund. You do need to keep working.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody that. I told you that.
The offshore account sent the money back, so we're we haven't found anything super super crazy. There are two cool things that we found recently. We just moved our office about 5 months ago to an old fire station that was originally built in 1896.
Killing me.
Fully restored.
Oh, my goodness.
Killing me.
I can't tell you how many times my husband has said that he wants to live in an old fire station. Like literally, have a tractor and live in a fire station are, like, the dreams of my husband.
All right. Well, hey, listen, anytime you want to come hang out with us, when you find the time. Until you do, though, they feature the office pretty prominently on Kitchen Cousins. So you can definitely see some of the architectural elements, especially the brickwork on the outside is just fantastic. But when we were in the middle of the restoration, we took down some old rusted tin paneling in the building, and behind it written in pencil on the plaster, it said, "This firehouse erected 1896 by Fireman Bill O'Keefe," I believe was the name.
That is awesome.
We kind of photographed that, and you know, we've got that saved, and we're planning on framing it just as soon as we can find 5 minutes. And then the other cool thing we found up in the ceiling were a lot of old glass soda bottles, the small ones that were all pop cap and stuff, and those are kind of neat.
Those are really neat. Our 10-year-old is fascinated by them, actually.
Yeah, we've got those saved on the side, and again, when we find all that free time, we're gonna clean them up and do something with them.
So between filming for your show and running your business, and apparently having a really nice time having parties at your as your residence that we'll be invited to shortly, like, how do you like have 5 minutes? Seriously,
our lives. Anthony and our lives and my life has been kind of turned upside down. I mean,
oh my God,
five minutes. We don't have 5 minutes anymore. It's kind of a 24/7 thing now.
That's awesome.
We are we're constantly working all the time. We, I mean, but at the same time, we love what we do. So even though we are working, we are doing it. It's him and I, we're cousins, but we're best friends doing what we love, and we have just a true passion for it.
Well, that's really cool.
I mean, if we were not as passionate as we are, which is, I mean, we get excited over some crazy things. I mean, you put the right kitchen cabinets in front of me, I'll be jumping up and down. but it's the kind of thing where if we weren't together and we weren't this passionate about it, I don't think it would work, because the time commitment is beyond substantial. But I tell you, man, every day we're finding something new, we're pushing each other, and we're having a blast doing it.
Wow. Wow. Now, on a day-to-day basis, you guys have so much going on. Are you, like many remodelers and DIYers for that matter, juggling between doing the business stuff, then throwing your tool pouch on, then, running out to the van or the truck to say, hey, that fill-in-the-blank tool's not here. Oh, no, what do we do?
you just described our day to a T every single day. That's so, exactly what happened.
So who's to blame for the missing rotary hammer?
Oh, give it to
I love it. And another family thrown under the bus.
We always say, I'm like, your dad must have took it, and he used it.
Nice.
I blame my dad all the time. That's
nice. Is he even there to defend himself?
What's that?
Is he there to defend himself?
No, of course not.
Awesome.
That's even better. Yeah, that warms my heart entirely. Now, I was reading you guys' bios on your website, kitchencousins.tv. Mm-hmm. And I saw that, Anthony, you don't love your kitchen, but John, you do. Like, what's the deal?
I like the materials that were used. I don't like my kitchen because it's set off to the side of my apartment, where John's got this great open concept kitchen, which we're both huge fans of. And just the innate nature of the building, adaptive reuse projects, whenever you're working within the confines of existing space, you've got these existing conditions that you've got to deal with. So the way the layout worked out for my particular unit, it forced the kitchen kind of off to the side. And, it's not that I hate it. I just, I love to entertain, and to be in the kitchen and in the party at the same time is kind of a crucial mix for me.
Yeah, and just like Anthony said, my kitchen, just the way it kind of laid out when we were developing and breaking down all the units, I was able to do a nice island, and it opens up to the rest of my living room. So when I do have a party or people over, everyone is constantly in the kitchen, in the living room. It's, it's one just big area. Like how you guys were saying, having a party, it's very ideal for entertaining.
sounds awesome.
That's very cool.
Hey, you know, here's a question for you, because that's my job to ask them until we run out of time.
I'm so glad that you're up to speed on the whole talk show format, Mark.
Right, yeah, right. I actually had to write that down for myself.
Must ask questions.
Yeah, I can only count to eight, so I have a hard time passing my own test. If you were to give advice to a DIYer who wants to tackle their own kitchen project, and keep in mind your answer can be don't do it, what advice would you give someone considering a kitchen remodel?
You want to go first?
I'll take this one first, and then obviously chime in if you think I'm missing something. I was answering this question with a friend of mine the other day, and, you know, they were saying, how do you answer this question? And it's difficult because you don't want to give somebody bad advice, and everybody's got a different level of comfort when it comes to these projects. I mean, if somebody said to me, oh, you know, you put the slap the backsplash on like this, and you adjust the cabinets, you know, I'm recording this stuff as it happens, and I'm fully confident to go in and do it. So to somebody who's got a proficiency with power tools and levels and tape measures, and, you know, they're not afraid to use tools and they've gotten a comfort level with them, you know, I would give them different advice than I would to somebody who just bought their first home and they're figuring out where the hot water heater is. And, you know, so I think you definitely want to start with smaller projects. If you're doing small updates like your backsplash, you know, or even some hardwood flooring for that matter. You know, those are things where even if you make a mistake, they're correctable. The one thing, you know, we tend to steer people away from, you know, kitchen cabinets are deceiving because there's no electric, there's no plumbing. It's like, oh, well, you take the cabinets out, you put the cabinets in. You've got to level these cabinets. If you have an older home, your floors could be, you know, at a level. Walls are not always plumb and square. So, you know, to get a real professional installation of your kitchen cabinets, to have all the doors adjusted and the drawers working properly, there's more that goes into that than one may think. So when it gets into the kitchen cabinetry, the electrical, and the plumbing, for absolute certain, we definitely suggest sticking with the pros.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree with Anthony more. I think we always say we don't want anyone flooding or burning down their house. I'm telling you that right now, we laugh about it and we say it all the time, but I cannot tell you how many times we go into doing any of the demolitions, remodeling, anything that we do, and you find the homeowner special. It's someone trying to do some electrical work, trying to do some plumbing work, and they just exacerbate the problem, make it 10 times worse than it is. And they are very lucky they did not burn down their house. So, you know, small, like little tiny projects like that, absolutely. You know, if you make a mistake, they kind of are easy to correct. Or if you're halfway through, you're like, oh, I can't do this. I'll have someone else come in.
Wow.
You know, some people.
Well, we're lucky. We're lucky that we got to talk to you guys. You're awesome. Check out Kitchen Cousins on HGTV, and we'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, and even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com. Hey, Teresa, have you noticed our energy bills have been lower the past several years?
Absolutely. Ever since we replaced our drafty old windows with energy-efficient Simons and vinyl windows, our bills have definitely gone down. And I've noticed it's more comfortable in our home, too.
You know, selecting the right windows for your home does matter. If you're considering a window replacement project, check out Simonton Windows. These award-winning premium vinyl windows are custom-made for your home.
To learn more, visit Simonton.com today. Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Another cup of coffee, waiting for the day to break.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life, and I love a cup of coffee.
I love coffee.
I love coffee, too. And you know what would be even better? If we had coffee in our outdoor kitchen, like the Kitchen Cousins guys.
Well, how about that time that you asked me to get you coffee, and then I came home with a can of coffee?
Yes. And I said, where's the liquid coffee I asked you to buy?
And I said, I got pre-liquid coffee.
He got it before it was even liquefied. So I had to make it myself. And then I got myself a cup out to pour my coffee in that I made. And then he walked over to me and he had used my cup too.
This is one of those classic husband moments where I was only physically able to hear one out of every three words.
Yeah, coffee.
I got all my hearing got used up in the previous conversations. All I got was coffee out. Store.
And then you bought a canister of coffee.
Apparently there were filler words in there that meant she wanted actual coffee.
Yeah, that happens a lot around here. Yeah.
Does it happen in your life? If so, email us at info@myfixituplife.com.
Yeah, and let me know.
Post on our Facebook page.
Because Mark will only hear or be able to read every third email from you.
And post it three times so I get all the words.
No, but I'm really, like, I really want to have an outdoor kitchen because I think it sounds like an awesome thing.
Oh, love.
And there's
the
so many really cool products out there, like the outdoor dishwashers and all of the really cool ranges. And
outdoor bar.
Outdoor bar, you know, they've always had like tiki bar kind of thing that people have had.
I love tiki bars.
Yeah.
I love bars.
You do love
Maybe
bars.
Dr. Darrell would come over.
Dr. Darrell would come over if we had an outdoor kitchen party.
Whip up some cocktails for
he
us.
He probably would. I'd be scared, though. I'm a little nervous about him behind the bar because I don't know what he's going to be making me. It's going to be, like, on fire or have, like, hula girls jump out of the glass. I don't know what's going on.
Hula girls jump out of the glass. I thought my side-by-side was something else. Now you've got actual I Dream of Jeannie popping out of the thing.
I don't know. He's got, like, a magic touch. He's a mixologist. No, I wanted to share this with you because I was actually looking at outdoor kitchens and all the different cool products. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I think, I guess, you know, guys, you probably can relate to this is when you see the shows on HGTV and you see the outdoor televisions, sounds like such an awesome idea.
Yeah.
To have your own outdoor TV.
Totally.
Be good for party. It would be good just for hanging out.
Yeah.
Watching the game.
Yeah.
The whole nine. So I was looking at, like, how much do these things actually cost?
$1,100,000.
$1,100,000. That's a made-up price. No,
That's not a real number, Mark.
That's not a... What's that guy's name?
Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah, that's what he would say.
I don't like that man.
I don't like that man. No, I found two companies, Skyview.com and SunbrightTV.com. And I was kind of comparing, you know, what are the different TV models? What are the sizes, the accessories, like all the stuff that you can get with an outdoor TV?
I want a remote control that turns it on. And for it to not snow inside my TV.
Well, there are things.
That would be adding snow in your reception, giving that a whole new meaning.
Well, there's like things that you might not think about for an outdoor TV that you need to have. Like, it needs to be anti-glare.
Sure.
It needs to be weather resistant.
Totally.
You need to get a cover for it.
Like your HVAC unit. Same thing, except you can watch this.
except most people don't watch their HVAC unit in their yard.
I do.
I mean, hey, guys, you want to come over? There's a really big I don't know, cold front coming in. It's going to be off the hook today, guys. I'll get some beers. It'll be awesome. No, no, really. Like, there are things that you know, would need, like a waterproof remote control.
Sure.
Stuff like that. But there are things that are available that blow my mind.
I'm going to sit down now.
Absolutely blow my mind. And like a starter TV is like a 32-incher.
Okay.
Is about $2,000.
Okay.
If you're going to get that kind of TV.
Well, it's got to be super beefed up.
You can get like a 56-inch TV. But you know what? From the small to the large, you can get these accessories that blow my mind. Do you want me to start low or high?
Oh, no. You start low and let's reach a crescendo.
Okay. Well, one thing is like a mount that you can mount it to your deck, like a pole. Or you can mount it in your yard.
Can you use it as a basketball backboard at the same time?
It's
put a hoop on in the bottom?
Like the same effect.
Back shot!
Like you can. You mount it in your yard, like a billboard kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
You get that.
Yeah.
That kind of makes some sense. And then you can also get them so you can wheel them around. Now, there's a lovely picture on one of these websites.
I've got about 80 jokes that I want to tell right now. I probably shouldn't go down that road.
But there's a lovely picture on one of these websites of a woman exercising on her treadmill by her pool with her like flat screen outdoor TV on wheels. So she watches it. Like she's got places to put like the treadmill that goes outside, the TV that goes outside, and she exercises by the pool.
That is actually cool because treadmills are not that much fun. And if you actually can like make it more fun.
And if you have the facility to store all of these pieces of equipment, I, you know, applaud you and would like to know if you would like to send us a check.
I would take the TV running. See if I can push it ahead of me like a jog stroller. You know what I mean? Push it ahead and watch a show.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Okay, so I have to talk. Let's talk about the thing that absolutely, like, makes my head pop off. Is that you can get a truck mount for your TV.
You sure can.
Okay? So you can get a truck mount for your, like, super-duper, like, 56-inch television. Now, think about this. You mount...
Tailgate heaven.
Yeah, you mount your television to your truck. And you plug it in through the tailgate, okay?
Sure.
Got it?
Sure, there's a wire harness back there.
Good for a big game, good for camping, good for all kinds of stuff. And you drive, like, it blows my mind. You could drive and have your big old TV. Like, you could...
Well, you'd have to take it off to drive.
But then you go...
Imagine sitting behind that truck in traffic, trying to change a channel. I don't like this show.
No, but the thing is like, parades, think about it. Like... Where I grew up in the
parades.
Town.
Yeah, because, you know, the three parades I put on a year.
Well, I went to, where we live now.
This is not going to be a relatable story.
Where we live now, there are parades, annual
parades. I'm desperately trying to divert you.
And where I grew up, we had an annual Founders Day parade. Now
Founders Day is awesome.
Now, we used to... You know, like decorate with like tissue paper flowers and like do all kinds of, you know, crafty things to decorate for a parade. Now, that you could actually get your own TV and mount it to your truck.
You wouldn't have to decorate it.
You wouldn't.
No tissue.
There would be like, you know, 100 trucks driving by with TV shows playing.
Watching HGTV.
Your YouTube video. Like you make your own YouTube video and it's just a parade of YouTube videos or something like that.
Of me? That would serve my hollowness.
It would serve your hollowness. But it really does blow my mind. And you can get a security alarm for it.
That would make sense.
That has 120 decibels.
The alarm is 120 decibels because that would be one heck of a loud TV show.
It would be a loud TV show. But, you know, I can imagine, especially if you have your outdoor TV on wheels by your pool, it might get stolen.
Yeah, someone would want to try to probably skate away with that.
They could literally skate away with it if it was on wheels.
Well, and the other thing, too, is when you're setting these up, you want to be able to, like if you do an outdoor kitchen that has a bar or whatever, you want to be able to swivel these TVs. So swivel mounts.
Yes, they have
and
that.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, you can swivel it. You can do ever like you're the possibilities are endless for consuming television programming outside.
I love it. we're going to consume a break.
Oh, don't. Sunbrighttv.com and Skyview, V-U-E.com for more information about those outdoor TVs we just talked about. And we'll be back in just a minute with more
My Fix It Up Live.
Just get in line. This is cause enough. You know you'll just leave me far behind. This construction. Build a wall.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
You are back inside My Fix It Up Life. And here we are at the beginning of the end.
We are at the beginning of the end of this show. So don't forget to go to myfixituplife.com and check out free stuff. You can win $1,500 and you can win an iPad too.
Yeah, and the first one's the Real Cedar Real DIY contest. And the iPad is from DaVinci Roofscapes. So email us
at info@myfixituplife.com or post a message up on our Facebook page. We want to hear questions about your DIY projects and your DIY triumphs, too. We'd love to learn from you.
We love your stories. Also, follow us on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook.
Watch our videos on YouTube.
And join us for another episode of My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. White dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Just a simple lower view. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? It might be grandkids running at my feet. It might be a best friend aging gracefully. It might be lifelong love filled guarantee night. So glad that we